Hi, buddy, and here again. Welcome to another car park, but we seem to be doing quite a lot of these. Just the way that things are going, quite a good opportunity to actually do some talking. Well, today I got some parcels through the post. We've had a bit of, because of the snow and everything here, we had a bit of a lull in postal deliveries, and now everything that I've ordered has come all at once. And there are two sort of separate deliveries today, three different parcels. Also, I had to go and pick up another parcel which was delivered yesterday when there was nobody at home. So, lots of things coming. Yes, Christmas is coming along, but as I might have mentioned before, I had a bit of a result from the old tax man recently, and it's nice to get one up on the tax man. I got quite a nice tax rebate because of stopping one job and starting the part-time job, and the sort of a readjustment, should we say, which was very welcome. Makes you wonder just how much other people might be giving too much to the tax man at times. So it was nice to get that. But in the post today, I actually got a brand new camera. One of the things I decided to do was to treat myself. I've always had an interest in photography and used to really enjoy taking a lot of photos. And I used to have an old SLR film camera years ago, an Olympus OM10 as it was then. I quite got into that and thought I took some pretty good pictures with it, etc. And I've sort of carried that on, but nowadays with sort of digital cameras, I've only had a sort of a compact camera. Partly because, yes, it does take good photographs, but obviously it's limited with what you can do. I know it's all up, it's the eye. You can take a decent, very good photograph with the worst camera in the world, and you can take an awful photograph with the best camera in the world. You know, that's the way it goes. But I've wanted to get into this a bit more, partly inspired by some other people that I know, mainly through the internet, who are getting into photography as well. And it's something that I've always been interested in. So this was a good opportunity to get something. I've bought myself a Canon camera. I've had Canon cameras before, but usually only sort of compact digital ones, etc. And it's sort of looking through this all, I bought myself a zoom lens as well. For those who are interested, I've got a Canon 500D, it's an EOS camera, and that's got the 18-55mm lens, and I bought a 55-250, I believe it is, millimeter lens as well. So that's pretty good. But of course, it comes with the manual. I bought a dummies book as well because, you know, it's been a while since I've played with that type of camera. But nowadays, you realise just how much is all automatic. Years ago, with the old film camera and everything, apart from the fact that you had to be a bit more careful because you didn't want to waste film, nowadays, the beauty of it is, obviously, with digital technology and digital photographs, is you can take more, and I found myself doing that anyway. You take more than you would do with an old film camera because you can just delete them. You can look at them on the camera and delete them before you even put them onto the computer, and obviously you get them onto the computer and you can wipe them out. So there's that chance of taking more and maybe finding that odd one, because some of the photos that I've taken, I've found some of the best ones that I've taken, not necessarily mistakes, but they weren't maybe taken quite as I would like. They might have been rushed or whatever it was, something like that. Or you might have experimented a little bit with, and sometimes, you, as I said in the past, you necessarily would have done that. So I'm looking forward to this. Now all I need to do is to get out there and use it. But I'm still waiting, would you believe? I've got all the camera, I've got all the lenses, the books and everything, the manuals, everything like that. But I haven't got the memory card yet. The one parcel that hasn't arrived yet is the memory card, which I need to actually obviously take some photographs and to put them onto this card so that I can then start playing with it a little bit more. So hopefully that's going to arrive tomorrow. As I might have said before in videos or booze as well, it's a pity this didn't happen last week because we had that snow, and it would have been great to have got out there and taken some pictures in the snow and had a bit of an experiment. But there you go. Hopefully we'll get some more, and I hope to get out there. And I do wonder, though, you buy this camera, you think, right, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And then I wonder how much I will actually get out there and how much I will use it. I have used my ordinary compact camera a fair amount, actually. I do take it out with me quite a lot. But as with videos and as with audio booze, so much of it now is done on the little iPhone that I've got here. Not necessarily for photographs, although, yes, I've used it for that as well, and it doesn't take bad ones, but certainly for videos. The camera takes video as well, so maybe that's going to do away with the old video camera, which is gradually gathering dust in my room, because it doesn't get used anywhere near as much as it used to. But that's the way of the world, that's the way of modern technology and the way that it changes. Everything's sort of multi-purpose now, isn't it? Multifunctional, and that isn't too bad. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. You might even see some photos one day. Who knows? Goodbye.